AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he's invited the family of U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, the National Guard member fatally shot last week, to the White House. Speaking aboard Air Force One, Trump was asked about Beckstrom and U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, who remains in critical condition.
I have spoken to both families. Well, I mean, I can give you an update. They're devastated. Does that make sense to you?
Of course.
They're devastated.
Can you give us an update on Andrew Wolf's
condition? Well, as you know, the one is no longer with us, and Andrew is fighting for his life. And his parents are unbelievably great people, highly religious people.
The suspect, a 29-year-old Afghan national, faces one count of first-degree murder and two counts of assault with intent to kill while armed in the shooting. Wednesday's shooting prompted the Trump administration to halt all asylum decisions and pause issuing visas for people traveling on Afghan passports. In Florida, U.S. and Ukrainian officials completed roughly 4 hours of talks yesterday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters after the session that the talks were productive, but work remains in the search for a peace deal. Rustem Umerov, head of Ukraine's Security Council, said the focus is the future of Ukraine.
We are discussing about the future of Ukraine, about the security of Ukraine, about no repetition of aggression of Ukraine, about prosperity of Ukraine, about how to rebuild Ukraine.
In Lebanon, Pope Leo XIV is visiting holy sites. The American Pope is seeking to send a message to Christians not to abandon the region. Over the past few decades, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left parts of the Middle East for good and the rise of Muslim extremists. He challenged Lebanon's political leaders to be true peacemakers and put their differences aside. This is AP News. Today's Cyber Monday could be a record-setting day for online sales.
Cyber Monday could break spending records despite economic uncertainty. The post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon wraps up today, Cyber Monday. Deals that have been promoted as some of the best of the holiday season are expected to keep people across the United States glued to their computers and smartphones. Adobe Analytics estimates U.S. shoppers will spend $14 billion online today. That's 6%. More than last year. Consumers already exceeded Adobe's forecasts by spending nearly $12 billion online on Black Friday and another $6 billion Thanksgiving Day. Deals on electronics and apparel are expected to peak today, but analysts say rising retail prices may contribute to any record sales figures that materialize. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.